Club in West Palm Beach. The final round of the 2008 ADT Championship commencing in just about an hour and 20 minutes. First group going off number one at 9:30 this morning, and we will take a look at that leaderboard right now. It's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And yesterday, round three here at Trump International, 16 ladies after Friday's cut down from 32 playing in the third round. And after the day was done, Suzanne Pedersen was low player on the day. She shot a 4-under par 68. Angela Stanford, who has been incredibly hot the last month, she's got two wins, a second, a third, and a fourth in her last five events. She shot a 3-under par 69. Paula Kramer and Sanhwa Lee both shot 2-under par 70s. Zhang Jiang and G.I. Shin both with 1-under par 71s. And then there was a three-way tie at even par, and it was a 3-for-2 situation yesterday. Yoon Hee Ji, Kari Webb, and Sun Young Yu all shot even par 72. So, Pat, as you know, the format here at the ADT Championship, those three ladies had to play off for two final spots here on Sunday. They started at 17, and that's where it ended. Kari Webb and Yoon Hee Ji were both able to score par threes on the 17th hole, and Sun Young Yu, unfortunately for her, made a bogey. She was eliminated. So yesterday, the eight ladies making it to today's final round: Suzanne Pedersen, Angela Stanford, Paula Kramer, Sanhwa Lee, Zhang Jiang, G.I. Shin, Yoon Hee Ji, and Kari Webb. And unfortunately, the eight ladies that did not make it past yesterday's third round included Helen Alfredson, Angela Park, Catherine Hull, Ji Young Lee, Karen Stupples, Christina Kim, In Kyun Kim, and of course Sun Young Yu, who lost in the playoffs. So today, Pat, eight ladies vying for that $1 million first place prize. And it's hard to not go past those first few ladies at the top, because Angela Stanford, as I mentioned, she has got two wins, a second, a third, and a fourth in her last 5 weeks on tour. Suzanne Pedersen looked pretty much the best yesterday, even though her 4-under par 68 does not carry over to today. She was playing the best through three rounds of play. And then Paula Kramer, she's been gutting out the health situation, and we still have yet to hear what the situation will be for her, whether she tees it up today. She was in the hospital yesterday down in Boynton Beach at Bethesda with apparent appendicitis. So it still remains to be seen whether she tees it up today. Most indications are that she will be playing.
And you always got to beware of the wounded soldier there, Russ.
Absolutely.
Anytime somebody seems like they're injured or sick, especially in the game of golf, because that, in a weird way, it actually takes your mind off the pressure of the situation you're in, because as long as you can function, that's the whole thing. And you know, with this type of illness, she's been doing it for the week. So assuming it doesn't get any worse, might actually help calm her down in a weird way, because she's so focused on dealing with the pain that, she doesn't get caught up in trying to win the $1 million.
A little surprised that Catherine Hull backed up yesterday so poorly with a plus 577. She was the second round leader, but as we know in this new format where after Friday you cut down from 32 to 16, then the scores are erased, and then 16 ladies on Saturday, trying to make that cut down in half again to eight on Sunday. If the scores were not erased, even though Catherine Hull shot five over yesterday, she still would have made it into the final eight today, but we realize that's not the case. So she misses the cut, and as I mentioned, unfortunate for Annika Sorenstam, did not make it past Friday's cut down to 16. Same thing for the world number one, Lorena Ochoa, the local girl, Boca Raton, 20-year-old Morgan Pressel, and Christy Kerr. All four of those ladies went out on Friday after round number two, and I think everyone was pulling. I know I was, even though we're not supposed to cheer here in the press box, but I was hoping to see Annika over the weekend, and unfortunately for her and for the South Florida fans, her LPGA Tour career came to an end a couple of rounds early.
Yeah, it is a shame, and you know, she played so well last week, really, you know, in a bizarre way, almost holed out on the last hole for an eagle, which would have won her the tournament, and then had a horseshoe putt for birdie, which would have got her into
a playoff.
With Angela Stanford. So, you know, maybe that had a little bit of an effect coming in here today or this week, in that, you know, you get so close to winning last week that you're a little bit frustrated, maybe just a little bit, burned out or whatever, and it's tough to get geared up again, although Angela Stanford's doing it. But it's weird when you finish in second place like that, it seems to have much more of an effect on you than if you end up somehow winning the tournament. So I don't know. Annika's the only one that can answer that, but certainly she probably – I'm sure she wanted to be here for this last day, but she played as good as she could play.
So one last look at the leaderboard here. Suzanne Pedersen yesterday, the low player on the afternoon. She shot a 4-under par 68. Angela Stanford, possibly the hottest lady right now in women's golf, she shot a 3-under par 69. Paula Kramer and Sun Hwa Lee both shooting two under par 70s. Zhong Zhang and G.I. Shin turning in one under par rounds of 71. And Yoon Hee Ji and Kari Webb, the two ladies in that three-woman playoff that made it to today's final round, they both shot even par rounds of 72. And that is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, broadcasting live this morning from Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. The final round of the 2008 ADT Championship commencing later on.